Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for terrible calamity will come upon the earth and wrathful judgment upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man come in a cloud with power and great glory. When these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. That means don't be afraid of the time that's coming. There are two episodes here. The first one is the destruction of Jerusalem, the first. The second is the second coming of Jesus. Anyway, Jesus is not asking to be afraid of these days. But more important is that we have to prepare every moment. That Jesus wants us to be erect, to stand straight every present moment. Don't be afraid. We are not working for the last days of our life. We're working for His glory, for His greater glory, every present moment, to share His life on earth for people. We are called to be His disciples, always like Jesus on earth, ready to do the will of God, just ready. But always be present to the people. It's not that preparing tomorrow. Jesus is always telling people, don't worry about so much things of tomorrow. Important is to be prepared today, as if today is the last day of your life. But stand erect, straight, and be joyful. Otherwise, you lose your life. Life is peace. Harmony is not worries. Jesus doesn't want us to worry. We have crosses, but crosses doesn't mean worries. Jesus, all his through life, all the crosses are surrounding him. But he said, "Learn from me, I'm mild and gentle."